A Norwood boy is making lemonade out of lemons after his sidewalk stand was shut down by local health officials. Instead of lemonade, he and his mom came up with the idea to make and sell ice cream, with half their proceeds going to his brother's special needs hockey team.
The first time we raised $62 for them, and it was really nice to help out them and stuff. I don't understand it because there's so many lemonade stands out there and they don't get shut down.
I mean, this hockey team has been critical to his brother's happiness for the past 10 years.
So you heard Kennedy talk about this story in the news, and we actually have Danny's mom on the phone right now, and we have some ideas, some thoughts. But first, Nancy, can you tell us how all of this started?
It all started with a 12-year-old who just wanted a summer job and was bored, kind of. And he was looking for something to do and clearly couldn't get, like, a, you know, actual job. So we thought, as a family, he could do something creative, like a lemonade stand. But how boring is that, right? So we often make ice cream as a family. So he decided he wanted to try his hand at selling ice cream. And the only rule I had for him was that he had to donate half of it to a charity of his choice. He came up with a charity he wanted to donate to, which was the Boston Bear Cubs, his brother's special needs hockey team. We had our stand. About 20 of our friends and family came over and donated, and Danny made himself $62 and $62 for the team. A couple of days later, we get a note or a very official letter in the mail from the health department asking us to stop because our activities were against Massachusetts food code, and they had received a complaint about us. And I guess the health department was just doing their job. They got a complaint. It's just a little more shocking that somebody would even think about complaining about a kid's
just between us girls
stand.
Do you think you know who did it?
No, I really don't know. I don't know.
Who's your neighbor that's in everybody's business? It was that one.
I mean, who is the person that is having such a bad day that they drive past this sweet young boy selling ice cream for his brother's hockey team and says, "Not today, not on my watch."
Right. He could be in the house on his iPad. He's trying to do something good.
My goodness.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking, you know. But no, I honestly don't know. And we have many of those biddies running around our neighborhood. So it could be any one of them.
And Nancy, someone who listens to the show passed along another thing that happened in your life. Dan's father passed away in 2023, I think, from pancreatic cancer. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know you guys knew that. You're going to get me crying. I'm sorry.
Honey, I'm so sorry.
Right. So
thanks.
And, you know,
these are from people who know you, I think, that were texting in because we were telling your story.
Oh, okay.
And they love you, and they just wanted us to understand the full width and breadth of this amazing young man.
He's been through so much in the past 5 years. And prior to his father, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and survived. Yeah, and we're not old people. I mean, I'm 47 right now, and his dad was 46 when he died. Mm. Yeah.
I was just diagnosed with breast cancer too,
hard.
Nancy. I get it.
Oh, you did. Well, hey, sister. Love ya.
I love you back.
Keep on fighting the fight. Keep on fighting the fight.
I will, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Nancy. Yeah. Did you want to say something, Danny?
Yeah, because a big part of the story I don't want to gloss over. Nancy, can you talk about what the Boston Bear Cubs kind of means to your family in particular?
Yeah. Well, my older son, Patrick, he's 15 and autistic and the best kid ever. Like, he's the best son, and he's brought so much joy and love into so many people's lives. He's a good, good kid. And he, when he was five, we were throwing everything at him to try to see what he might like, because he wasn't really good at talking. So we found this hockey team. At the time, they were out of Quincy, and they are an inclusive and adaptive hockey team. And he has been on the team for the last 10 years, and he is a good hockey player. He's a good skater. He You know, he's working on his skills. He's made so much unbelievable progress. And his late dad actually wasn't a skater or a hockey player, but in his adulthood learned how to skate to help him at his practice. Yeah. So, but this team, they do so much for so many kids. And, you know, quite frankly, we wish we had more kids that would come down and play hockey with us.
So the money was going to a great cause.
Yeah. This is a wonderful, really tiny charity that does some really amazing work. Yeah.
I can tell you the wheels are spinning in the studio right now. We're not going to let go of this story. We love this so much. And then getting to know you, Nancy, and your backstory, we're going to be in touch very soon. And we're going to try and help out as much as we can, okay?
Oh, thank you. And just so you know, I mean, our family, we are fine. We have everything we need. I am more interested in making sure that the Bear Cubs have everything they need.
Oh, so are we, Sugar. So are we.
Yeah. All right.
I think the Bear Cubs will be very pleased with our listeners' generosity.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much.
All right. Tell Dan and Patrick we said hello, Nancy.
We will. Thank you.
Kennedy, I think I know who it was that called.
You do?
The town of Norwood. Yeah.
What's that?
I think I do. It was Karen.
Well. Obviously.
I mean, imagine your kid is out there selling ice cream, raising money for an adaptive hockey program for kids, and you decide to call the town and complain.
Mm.
And the poor health department had to do their job.
I'm not mad at them.
No, they had to do their job.
They're just, they get a complaint. They have procedure they have to follow.
Yep.
Unlike Karen.
Mm.
Ice cream Karen.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Ice cream Karen.
I like it a lot. So what are we going to do?
I don't know. What if we got, could we do an, like, sell ice cream? Could we help?
Do we have a permit?
No. But I know somebody out there does. And may have an ice cream truck.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or an ice cream store.
No, I like that.
Who has all of these things already?
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't have to worry, or maybe a parking lot.
We'll be Karen proof.
So that we don't have any.
Yes,
anybody
we need to be
out.
Ice cream Karen proof.
And maybe this weekend, like on Saturday, for a couple hours, we could just stand out there and do some ice cream, and
I'll clear a Saturday.
You know, and give some proceeds or whatever you nice ice cream store owner might want to do for us. Hi, how are you?
Who do we know that has an ice cream truck?
I don't know.
Who do we know that owns an ice cream store?
I don't know.
All right.
Somebody out there does, though.
Yes. 617-931-1234. We cannot let Ice Cream Karen win.
And you know, you guys come through every single time we ask.
That's right.
And you are the best. The
That's
best.
True.
So we need you. Assemble.
Yes. Dairy Slingers, unite.
All right. 617-931-1234. You can call or text if you can help out in some way. We'll talk about that coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.